State.
WRHI Rock Hill.
Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And now here is Stephen Stone.
And thank you very much. Good afternoon. Welcome into our Straight Talk program for this Tuesday. And we are, as always, going to talk about all things Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, York County. Anything is shaking up and down I-77. You'll hear about it right here on Straight Talk. Our program is brought to you by our friends at Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Good Pharmacy with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, and Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Our streaming, as always, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, provided by HighSpeedWeb.net. The director of the Palmetto Women's Center, Joanne Fowler, is with us this afternoon, and this will be a lively 30 minutes because they've got lots of great things going on over at the Palmetto Women's Center. But first, we'll begin with who is Joanne and what's she all about, kind of the Joanne Fowler Reader's Digest life story. How's that?
The Reader's Digest version of Joanne Fowler. Here we go. I have been with Palmetto Women's Center, Stephen, for 6 years, and I just moved into the executive director position in May of last year. So kind of new in the role, but not new to the center. I'm a pastor's wife. My husband is the pastor of the body here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, over on Ebenezer.
Yeah.
And we've been in the ministry almost 30 years. So at that church for 17 years, that's a long time.
It sure is.
And if I can brag a little bit, 3 children and 8 wonderful grandchildren.
Of course you can brag a little. You've earned it. My goodness.
Thank you.
You've earned it. As a grandparent, I know. We've earned it, okay?
That's right. That's right.
That's exactly right. Well, tell me, for those who don't know, what is the Palmetto Women's Center?
Okay. Palmetto Women's Center is a 501c3. We've been established for 35 years. We're just celebrating our 35th year. And we started over in a little white building over on Charlotte Street, and then in 1984 moved into our current location over on 828 Lucas Street. And what we started out doing, Stephen, was really just resources. We would meet with our patients, give them a pregnancy test to confirm their pregnancy, and then we would just help them by providing resources, diapers, wipes, formula, baby clothes, maternity clothes. And in the last 5 years, we've actually expanded our services to become a medical clinic. And so part of that now is we still do those resources. However, what we've done is we've collaborated with these wonderful community partners here in our county, as you said, and city. And so we send our women to pick up those resources at those local agencies, and then we provide medical services out of our center. So we do limited ultrasounds. We will do pregnancy testing, pregnancy counseling. We also have social worker on staff, and so we do case management, where we can help that woman all through her entire pregnancy with whatever needs she may have. We're kind of that bridge to those local agencies, as well as a bridge to the churches. And so, you know, those who are have faith that come into our center and they're looking for a place for community and for fellowship, then we can partner them with those local churches in our community as well.
Now, you're a 501c3, but you are a faith-based organization, correct?
We are a faith-based organization. And, you know, that does lend its own challenges to us, because oftentimes when we go out to apply for grants or scholarships, you know, we immediately get a no because we're a Christian organization. And, you know, that's kind of a hot topic in our country right now, being faith-based. And then we also have a second challenge because we are pro-life. A lot of folks, even though the businesses or churches may be pro-life themselves, it's considered such a controversial topic that a lot of times we get a no for support on that second realm. So we're a Christian pro-life agency.
How do you overcome these obstacles? Because, yes, there seems to be, for some stupid reason, this unmitigated war on God, and God shows back up, he's going to be quite angry, and I wouldn't want to be those people. But how do you overcome that?
Well, you know, I have someone who's helping us write grants right now, and she said something very wise to me one day. You know, she said, you can continue to go after those agencies who are going to tell you no, or you just pray that you are put in front of those like-minded individuals. And so whether it's like-minded businesses, Stephen, or it's like-minded churches, or it's like-minded individuals, we try to partner with those folks right away. The second thing we do is really about education. There are so many people who have a preconceived notion of what a Christian agency looks like. And so what we try to do is to get out into the community and say, if you have no faith, which we do have atheists come in, if you're of a faith that may be different than what we believe in, we're going to service those women as well. We do have folks from the LGBTQ community that come in and see us. We have Wiccans. We have Muslims. You know, what we try to do is to really communicate to our community that we love women who are pregnant, and we want them to have a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby. Now, once they're there, we do ask them if they would allow us to share with them how we've got through the challenges in our own life. And if they say yes, then we do share our faith. If they say no, then we tell them we've got some literature included in their packet and they can take it home. So our number one priority is to help them from the physical aspect and then to let Jesus meet the rest of their needs.
As he always does with all of us.
As he always does, yes.
Now, we're talking about women and that, but you also mentor not only women, but men as well.
Yes, and let me tell you why. It is extremely important that we take the time to talk with the men who come through our center. The proven national statistics say that if a woman sees an ultrasound and she sees her baby, she will bond with that baby and choose life 85% of the time. But if the dad comes in and he sees his child, he will bond with the child and the couple will choose life 95% of the time. With my experience in the 6 years that I've been there, what I often hear from the males who come through the door is they're afraid. You know, they didn't grow up with a dad in the home, or maybe they had a dad that they thought was a bad dad, and they don't want to repeat that for that next generation. So they're confused, and they're concerned, and they're worried. And let's face it, I've been pregnant 3 times myself. And sometimes when your spouse or your girlfriend goes through all those hormonal changes, you just want to run. And so what we're trying to tell them is it's worth sticking it through. This is just a period of time. This is what she's going through. And then we put them with dads who are willing to help encourage them through life to say, "Heart, you know, this isn't going to be easy, but you can do it." And sometimes these men don't hear that, Stephen. You know, just like our women, sometimes they just need somebody to say, "You can do it. We believe in you."
There was a saying I heard many, many, many years ago. I'll probably date us both now if you remember it, and that is that anyone can be a father, but not everyone can be a dad.
That's right, and that's very true. And if you've got a man who wants to be encouraged and mentored, then we need to be there for him. And I'll tell you another thing. You know, my husband and I have been in Rock Hill for 17 years, but when we moved here, we had been serving in the military, and when we moved here, I found this to be one of the loneliest places. And I'll tell you why. It wasn't because Rock Hill wasn't a friendly area, but it was because I had grown up in a community with my family. Right. And all of a sudden, I was in a town, and there was no family. There was no mother. There was no aunt, there was no grandmother, you know, someone that you could call and just kind of talk your challenges through.
Yeah, you were pretty insulated.
Yes, you're pretty isolated. So what happened was I began to see that as a ministry for me. And when I went to Palmetto Women's Center, we see that over and over and over again. Even the young women who come through, whether they are of faith or not, they say, "I don't know how to be a mom," or the dad says, "I don't know how to be a dad." Well, normally your mother and your grandmother would be the one to help you do that. So by mentoring these women, if they want it, you know, we can mentor them through their whole pregnancy and up to a year after the baby is born. So we need more mentors. If you're looking to volunteer and you think God has really taken you through some challenges in your life, but you're on the other side of the obstacles, then we need you to come in and help these young women. Just be a mom or an aunt or a grandmother and just tell them that they can be successful.
Share your story.
Because you know what? It's your story.
Yeah.
You know, people may not believe in Jesus, but nobody can say your story is not real because it's your story. You lived it, right?
That's exactly
right.
And
so when you come in and share with them that life wasn't always easy for you, but you got through it, then that gives hope to that young woman or that young man.
Now, how do people reach you to do this? This is the first of several times I'm going to ask you for information. How does someone reach out to your ministry?
Well, the best way, if you work during the day, is to go on our website, which is www.palmettowomenscenter.com, and you can click on Contact Us and send us an email, and then someone will contact you even if our office hours are closed. So we respond really quickly. You can also reach us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. We're on all of the social media. And then lastly, you can stop by our center. We're open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you don't have need an appointment. Just stop in, and we'll be happy to give you a tour and talk to you about the volunteer opportunities that we have.
Okay, and, of course, you're located right downtown Rock Hill on Lucas Street there. But also, you have a medical mobile clinic I wanted you to talk about that goes beyond just the Rock Hill area.
Yeah, that is a real story, and I'm just going to real quickly share this with you. We had been researching for several years because a lot of the pregnancy centers were getting mobile clinics, and as y'all know, the listeners and you as well, the York County is this large, vast area.
Oh, yeah, and, baby.
I mean, if you just look at the size of the number of residents, we're about 277,000, but those 277,000 are spread out through this huge geographic area. And so we had been looking at whether we wanted to get a mobile clinic, and the executive director then was Becky Donovan, and I went to the Dominican Republic to help a pregnancy care center. And while we were there, on our way back from the airport, we decided to pray that God would give us the money that we needed for that clinic. And this was on a Friday. On Monday morning, we had a gentleman who came in with his daughter. She had a pregnancy test with us, and he made a donation. And when I met with him, he said he wanted to make a large donation to a project. And we had just prayed on Friday. So he gave us $75,000 that day for us to go out and purchase a medical mobile clinic. We had to raise about $40,000. The Knights of Columbus, a great group, provided us with a mobile ultrasound unit that we could place on it. And last year, we hit the road. And so we started going out 2 days a week because it is real costly. We have to pay for staff. We've got the gas and the upkeep of the mobile clinic. But we were really blessed. We went into Walmart shopping centers because we said rich or poor, everybody goes to Walmart,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. That's where all the deals are.
Everybody's there. So we park in the Walmart parking centers up in TKK right now. We park in Chester Walmart and then also in York. And then we park in a Food Line parking lot close to the high school in Clover. We go out 2 days, and last year we had someone raise funds for us. They gave us $40,000 to go out 2 additional days. And so we will shortly, probably in April, we'll start going out 4 days a week. And so we'll get some new locations to go out. And we do on that medical mobile clinic, Stephen, every service that you can get in our center, you can get on that medical mobile clinic. So we go where the women are. They don't have to necessarily make it in to see us.
That is excellent. That
it is
really
just a God story. It really is.
It is. For those who don't think that prayers get answered, case in point.
Case in point.
Student ministry. Tell me about that.
This is a new area for us. We've also looked at this for several years, and we really wanted to get into the schools because we believe a lot of the social issues that our students are dealing with today go back to the lack of healthy relationships. And part of that is parents are busy and they can't keep up with what's going on with the kids. I mean, I don't know about you, but social media changes, you know, Snapchat, Twitter, then there's a brand new one, you know, and the kids are on the telephones all day long. And so relationships aren't happening with our kids. And so we really wanted to get into the high schools and talk about healthy relationships. So last year we hired a wonderful young lady. She had experience with youth and youth ministry. Her name is Michelle Talley, for those of you who may know her. And Michelle came on staff with us. We located some curriculum that covers 82 social issues that our young people deal with, from self-harm to bullying to bad relationships that they're in. I mean, it's 82 really good topics that we need to cover in the schools. And we are going to beta test that curriculum. It's taken us this far, but we're going to be beta testing that curriculum in South Point High School this month. Okay. And we've also been contacted by Westminster Christian Catawba. They want us to come in the fall and teach some of those courses. The great thing about it is you can pick and choose which topics are relevant to your school. And then we come in along on the health curriculum. We can come in and do just a topic. We could just do, you know, where they pull the kids all together in the gymnasium, and then we just cover a topic that the kids are dealing with. So we're real excited about that. We've also had some great successes at Winthrop University, and now we have middle schools that are reaching out to us and saying that their students are having some of those same issues, and they're interested in bringing us in as well.
So there is help
there
with you guys.
There is help. And I'll tell you, the other thing, we just sent two people last month to get trained in this curriculum. We had two more who raised their own funds, teachers that came in from the community and said, I want to be involved in this. And as missionaries, they raised their own money to go out and get trained. So as it stands right now, we have four teachers that are standing ready to teach this, not just in the schools, but in the for the students and the youth groups in the churches as well. And then the other part about that that we've just started, we had one parent forum last month. Rock Hill School District office has allowed us to hold the parent forums there. And we have a detective who comes in and talks about internet security. We talk about healthy relationships. And then we have someone who from NAMI who comes in and talks about mental health, which is a real issue that our parents are facing today. So our next parent forum coming up is March the 10th. And it's from 12:30 to 1:30. We're buying your lunch, parents. But come out and let us help talk about some real subjects that you guys need to go back in and talk to your students
about.
Where
will you be holding this at?
It's going to be at the Rock Hill School District, downtown Rock Hill.
Okay, right there over there on Black Street.
Yes, and you can go to our website to sign up, but definitely call us because we're buying you guys lunch. So
yeah.
I don't want to buy extra food if we don't need to.
Well, you call us. We're around the corner. We'll send the radio guys
yeah,
over.
Yeah, y'all come on and eat some lunch and learn about internet security, healthy relationships, and mental health. We'll take care of you.
When you in my business, in my line of work, Joanne, when you say food, you have our attention.
That's right. We have your attention.
You have our attention.
Well, we're going to buy lunch for folks, so y'all come on out. But listen, it's going to be an amazing time. I've already sat through it once, and what we learned on internet security alone, and then NAMI,
the
mental health. Every parent in the United States needs to be in these parent seminars. It's 1 hour. Come out. We're doing this for you. It's not for us. We're doing it for you.
You're talking about social media before we go to the mid-program break, but it just popped in my head, and I didn't want to lose the question because you guys are on social media. Have you ever thought of podcasting these things?
Say that again.
Have you ever thought of doing podcasts of these particular classes and things that you're doing?
We haven't, but that's a great thing for us to consider doing is, you know, having those topics. Now, we'll tell you, we've extended a new program, too, in the schools, which I know we're getting ready to go to break, but we started a student council, and what we do is we have two students from every high school, charter, Christian, doesn't matter, mm-hmm. homeschool, and those students are helping us to develop the social media to reach their own age group. And so I think that's an excellent idea. We need to talk to them about a podcast.
There you go. Joanne Fowler is with us. We will take our mid-program break now, Tyler. She is the director of the Palmetto Women's Center on our Straight Talk program for this Tuesday afternoon. Straight Talk brought to you by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com and by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now, we broadcast live Monday through Friday, this program from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, across from Winthrop, home of fresh subs and salads made right before your very eyes, and they're doing it today. And as Joanne and I will tell you, that there's only one way they do that, and that's those white letters. You've done this before, so you're a veteran. And on the count of three, two, one, that is
slice,
garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's Business Class Internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about business class internet options or go online to Comporium.com.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Edge Up. Edge Up is the newest and easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Edge Up today and any purchases made with your Founders debit card may qualify for daily Edge Up transfers. Log into Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're giving you an edge on your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And welcome back into our Straight Talk program. Joanne Fowler is with us, the director of the Palmetto Women's Center, and we're just touching on all of the things that they do. And again, as I promised earlier, for folks that want to reach out and contact you at the Palmetto Women's Center, they do so how?
You can go to our website, www.palmettowomenscenter.com, or you can stop by our office at 828 Lucas Street here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please come on out and see us or send us an email.
All right. Now, we were talking about the student ministry. You also have a Hispanic ministry. Very important.
Yes, we just started that. One of the things that we try to do at Palmetto Women's Center is look at our community and see if there are gaps in care. And one of the areas that we found was we particularly ourselves had a gap in care for the Hispanic ministry. So we began shortly after I became the executive director to begin to focus on that ministry. And through the last 6 or 7 months, we have actually hired a nurse, one of our RNs, who speaks Spanish. And then we hired another staff member who meets with the patients and kind of does the intake with them, who is also in Spanish. And then we also have another person who can meet with the Spanish patients when they come in and help them with their social work. So we were really excited about that part. The second phase was to begin to translate everything that we had into Spanish so that not only could we speak to them in Spanish, but they could read our material in Spanish. So that was our step two. Our third step was to begin to, as we began to increase the Hispanic Latino population that came through the center, we realized that they didn't need the same resources or referrals that a lot of our regular patients did. And so, we began to pray about how can we fill those gaps. And fortunately for us, we reached out to the city of Rock Hill, this great city that we live
That's
in.
Right.
And we got a contact there who we had a list of all of the shortfalls that we felt like our women was missing. And through that contact at the city, we were able to make every connection with, again, other community partners right here in Rock Hill that we can service those women. So what we can't do internally, we can now refer them out and take care of that. And then we started just praying for volunteers, and we've actually had two Hispanic women who have come in and volunteer for us and share their story. One of them has an abortion story herself, and through her, she connected us with a radio and a newspaper, I'm sorry, a TV and a newspaper organization called Progreso Hispano, up in Charlotte. And so they came out last week and actually did a TV interview with us. They interviewed her and her story, and it was all in Spanish. Of course, I had to speak and someone translated for me. And then they put it in their on their social media write-up, and then it's coming out in their March 18th newspaper. So we are ready for the women to come in. The only thing that we have to do is to convert our website where there's a drop-down box. That's our last and final step.
Right.
But we're real excited, and we just want all of the folks here in Rock Hill to know, whether you're a resident or you're undocumented, we, again, want to make sure that you have a healthy pregnancy. And so we want you to come in and see us. We're a safe place.
And that's really what it's all about. Now, you mentioned at the top of the show that you all were a 501c3 fundraising. Mm-hmm. You have a big fundraiser coming up that you guys do, because you're not getting government subsidies or anything like that. You're basically having to go out and pound the pavements and shake the trees yourself. but you have a great fundraiser every year, and it's just about that time again, if my memory serves.
It is March 26th. Okay. Again, we use a local facility. We use First Baptist Rock Hill. They are so good to us over there. We do pay, but they give us an unbelievable rate. We can seat 600 people at the banquet. It is by invitation only, but I always save about 5 or 6 tables as we get a little closer to the banquet, just for those people in the community who have not been invited. If you're one of those like-minded individuals, you're a Christian and you're pro-life, or maybe you're not a Christian and you're pro-life. It doesn't matter to me if you're Democrat or Republican, but we need folks who are like-minded to come together to hear a little bit about what we're doing, what our vision is for the rest of the year. We have an amazing speaker. Her name is Rebecca Hagan. She's from California.
Yeah.
And she started having an abortion, got through part of the process, and then we went through a pregnancy care center who had the ability to reverse it. So she's going to give her testimony. We have client testimonies. We have just so much amazing stuff because it's our 35th year. But we would love for our community to come together and attend that banquet and, of course, financially support us as well.
Yeah, bring your checkbooks, by all
means. Bring your checkbooks. And listen, don't fill out your check before you come.
That's
right. You know,
right.
Come in here and then let the Lord lead you on what you want to give.
That's a good idea. Now, sponsors. Let's talk about sponsors. You got some openings for sponsors?
We are looking for a few more sponsors this year, and you can find the sponsor information also on our website, or you can call me personally, and I'm going to give you my cell phone. It's 803-504-1898. And if you're interested in being a corporate sponsor, you can be anonymous, or you can have your name up there. You're going to promote your business to over 600 folks who are there, and we really need some sponsors. So help us out and give us a call and be a sponsor this year.
And word travels, too. I mean, you're saying 600 folks are going to be there, but they're going to go back and they're going to tell some of their friends, and their friends are going to tell their friends, and you know, word of mouth is a very strong advertisement.
It's very powerful, and that's the majority of the folks that come to see us. You know, the people come in, they have a good experience, and then they tell someone else to come see us. And so, same thing with supporters. You know, come hear what we're doing, and if you believe in what we're doing, then you'll tell other people, and they'll believe in what we're doing.
Exactly. Now let's talk community involvement and businesses, because you could use a little from both.
Yes. My background is actually sales and marketing. I worked for over 20 years with Verizon Wireless in executive leadership. And, you know, I love businesses in the community. And, you know, our businesses, they give so much back to the community. But we haven't done a really good job in the past at Palmetto in getting into corporations and talking to them about volunteer opportunities, volunteer match programs that have become really popular, and then also company match programs. I know the United Way goes in, but a lot of companies do their own match program where they do it all year long, and they allow their folks to pick local 501c3s, and then they match those corporations. So for 2020, my desire would be to get into those businesses who have those match programs. Maybe it's not a Christian business, but they have Christian employees. Mm-hmm. And by offering a list of different agencies for them to support, it gives the employee a way to give back as well. And so if you have a company match program, whether it's corporate or volunteer, we would love to be a part of that program. And if you don't call me, I'm probably going to call you pretty soon and talk to you about it as well. But if you even want to get it started, I can talk to you about how to get that program started for your company.
Now, again, how do they reach you?
803-504-1898 if you're a corporate, but you can also call our office at 803-746-4946. Stop by our office on 828 Lucas Street, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., or visit us on the website, www.palmettowomencenter.com.
There you go. See, those are the magic things. Now, in the final minute we got left, anything that I missed?
No, I tell you, I just want to say how much we love our county. You know, York County is growing so fast. And, you know, unlike a small community, you can advertise one time and be done with it. Our community is so fluid. And so it is community involvement. And it is constant advertising, letting people know who we are, what we do, and how they can get involved. So, you know, we're looking for advocacy. Come see us and be a part of what we're doing.
Yeah, we know in what we do. The audience is changing every 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes,
yeah.
Literally. And with the growth that is just enormous in this county, and over, you know, you've been here 17 years, I've been here 15 in the last 20. It's staggering.
Yes.
And it's still going on.
You know, we are, from the statistics that I've read, we are the fifth largest county in South Carolina. And that means in growth. So, you know, we're growing so fast, we need people to help be our ambassadors. So come be an ambassador. Look, we're local missionaries. Consider yourself a part of that mission work. Come be a part of our mission work.
We'll make that the final word. Joanne Fowler, Director of Palmetto Women's Center, an honor and privilege to sit with you.
Thank you so much for bringing me in today.
And that'll do it for our Straight Talk program, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. We broadcast live from Substation 2 here on Cherry Road. We'll find out who's really paying attention, because they make fresh subs and salads right before your very eyes. And the way they do that, boys, ice, 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 garden, garden, garden. Manny Kimmel back with you tomorrow. He'll have South Carolina U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. Have a great day, won't you?
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill.